Scientists have had their first up-close look at Mount Redout since it began erupting. A team flew to the volcano yesterday to collect ash samples, fix broken seismic monitors, and assess flooding from the swollen Drift River. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
After an initial series of explosions late Sunday and early Monday, Redout quieted down for about 15 hours. Then the volcano once again sent ash shooting 60,000 feet in the air. Stephanie Prejean is a geophysicist with the Alaska Volcano Observatory. She says the latest explosion came with signs that Redout has entered a typical pattern for this type of volcano,
which is basically lava being oozed very slowly out of the earth, building a lava dome right there in the summit. These things become unstable and they fail. And when they fail, they often have another large explosive eruption.
The scientists say it's like leaving the cap off a tube of Colgate. The next morning, a hard crust has formed over the top, but the toothpaste underneath still wants to get out. Instead of toothpaste, though, Redout is holding pressurized liquid magma. Prejean says the explosions are hard to predict.
The difficult thing with these kind of dome building eruptions is that it is very difficult to give short-term warning because these things can go unstable and fail very quickly, putting an ash plume up to significant heights.
During the last eruption in 1989, Mount Redout built and then exploded more than 20 domes. Christy Wallace is a geologist with AVO who landed near the volcano yesterday to collect samples. She saw something that has never been documented in a volcanic eruption before: ice chunks mixed in with the ash.
Clearly, the explosions occurred through some great thickness of ice and entrained that material. I can't answer, however, why the ice particles themselves weren't melted.
When Redout erupted 20 years ago, mudflows from the volcano stripped the Drift Glacier, flooding the river below. Wallace says this time around, the initial mudflows are similar or even more impressive. She described the entire Drift Valley covered in murky water that carried hundreds of fallen trees and blocks of glacial ice as large as cars.
And I remember flying over there thinking, or saying out loud, that, you know, I understand this conceptually, but I can't imagine that you can fill a valley wall to wall. It just doesn't seem conceivable to me because it's a large glacial valley. This isn't a small stream. This is a huge river system. And to see the total inundation of this valley was just awe-inspiring. It really was.
An oil terminal sits at the mouth of the Drift River. Workers at the facility have been evacuated, and state and federal officials are keeping a close eye on the oil tanks that are there. Sarah Francis is a spokesperson for the Coast Guard. She says water has flooded the airstrip and hangar, but the tank farm is intact and there's no visible sheen on the water.
That entire tank area is coated in snow, and it's very easy to see where water or mud is in relationship. It's very obvious, and all of the tanks are quite distant from any mud or debris.
The volcano is already giving scientists subtle signs it's forming another dome, but no one is ready to predict when it will explode next. Stephanie Prejean says it's also impossible to say how many weeks or months the eruption will continue.
We don't know how much magma is under there ready to get out of the volcano at this point. So to some degree, this is going to be a wait and see game on how long this process of dome building and failure and ash producing eruptions is going to go on.
Prejean says at some point, Mount Redout will simply run out of gas and settle down again, at least for a while. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.
Alaska Airlines says it has resumed flights to and from Alaska after ash clouds cleared from the most recent explosion of the volcano.